14 tonight. I appreciate that good testifying. The Bible said, verse number 1, after 2 days was the feast of the Passover and of unleavened bread. The chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. They said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there was some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For you have the poor with you always, and whensoever you will, you may do them good. But me you have not always. She had done what she could. That's a good testimony there. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say to you, whosoever or wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she had done shall be spoken of for memorial of her. I want to try to preach tonight. God to help me on the testimony of the alabaster box. The testimony of the alabaster box. Everything God made, He made to be used. I was looking around the church tonight. This guitar was made to be used. The carpet you walk on was made to be walked on or used. The piano, the organ was made to be used. This microphone was made to be used. Anything that's not being used is not accomplishing that what God made it for. And I think tonight we need to look at ourselves and make sure we're being used, amen, by God as His people. And here this woman by the name of Mary, if you read the other Gospels, came into this house of Simon the leper as they sat at meat. And she came in with an alabaster box of ointment. I won't try to preach that tonight, just the testimony of that box or an alabaster box. I want to say, first of all, tonight, I see that this alabaster box was in the hands of this woman. It was in the hands of Mary. That woman tonight, if you please, I'd like to say she's a type of the church. And she was a worshiper. I mean, she came to worship. That's why she came. She came to worship Him. And I want to say tonight that that's the reason that we come to the house of God. But we talk about worship. We talk about adoration. We talk about bowing down as a dog licks his master's hand. If you look in the scripture, when they worshiped Him, they bowed down to Him. They adored Him. My friend, the Bible said that God seeketh such to worship Him. I want to say we need to worship Him tonight. And we're going to have to thank God, come in spirit and truth, that we're going to worship Him. And that's what God says. He seeketh such to worship Him. I want to be a worshiper of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to say, hey God, I come for some other reason. I want to come for one reason. And that's to worship Him. Thank God we ought to adore Him. Like the song said, come let us adore Him. We need to adore Christ. Why, He's the only worthy one to be adored and worshipped. And brother Jesus, thank God, said He wants them to worship Him. That was what the devil wanted. He wanted to be worshipped. That's why He said, fall down and worship Me. Thank God. But there's only one that we serve and worship, and that's the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when this woman came in, she had this box in her hand. And so tonight, friend, the church has been entrusted with the gospel. The church has been entrusted in the
this hour with the things of God. He's given the church power. He's given the church, thank God, the power to preach the gospel. The Bible said to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And the gospel's been given, thank God, to the local church to carry it forth throughout a lost and dying world. And we ought to have something to tell. Thank God, friend, tonight it's been given by God unto His people is to worship Him and adore Him and tell about Him. Thank God, they ought to be filled with the doctrine of Christ in a lost and dying world. They ought to know something about Jesus. Amen. That's right. We was talking, Brother Andrew come through yesterday, going to the mountains, and he called and wanted to have supper, and me and my wife went to Cracker Barrel and sat down and talked with him. He said he was going to leave in February to go back to Brazil. And he said he's some tribes down there that hadn't heard the gospel, and he wanted to get down there. He's got a fellow who's going to fly me in down there. And I said, brother, I mean, what? How do you communicate with people like that? And he said, well, I got a picture book, and I've learned a few words here and there. And they don't know nothing. These peoples, this uncivilized people, they don't have no idea about God or the Bible. Only thing they have, like God, Paul said, creation and their conscience, letting them know there's a supreme being, the God. They don't even know what a Bible is. Amen. They just know words, some words, and the way they live and how they go about things. But thank God, I tell you, there's a God in heaven that, my friend, that Word of God needs to get there too. And God will use a man to get the Word of God there. I'm saying we need to get the doctrine out. I tell you, America's done gospel hard, and they've turned against God. But that don't not throw us off. Amen. We ought to come in and say He's the same Lord. He's the same God. We need to worship Him. I believe when Mary came in that room, that was Simon the leper. Ain't God had been touched by the Lord. Amen. There's another sitting there. But she didn't have but one idea and one thing in her mind. And that was to worship Him. That was to worship Him. Thank God, if you could get that in your mind tonight, when you come into the house of God, it's just to worship Christ. Amen. Thank God, I'll say that box said the woman brought me in. And I'll say this about it. Thank God, He said, what's in me is a perfumed oil. Amen. Now, oil's a type of the Holy Ghost. You know that, and I know that in the Bible. And He said here that this is very costly. It's very precious. I won't tell y'all tonight, there's nothing more precious than having the Holy Ghost around in the house of God. Boys, I'm telling you, if we need anything in this hour, we need the very presence of the Holy Ghost in the services down at the house of God. Amen. When she went in that house, thank God, with that box wasn't empty. Amen. I tell you tonight, the Holy Ghost, He dwells in temples. He dwells in believers. Hey, we need the presence of the Almighty God. And He comes in the person of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need His good presence tonight. And He said, I said, I'm a perfume oil in the box. You know what the Holy Ghost is tonight? To you, He's God in you. That's right. That's what He is. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's the Christ, Spirit of God. He's the Spirit of Christ. And he is a costly and precious person tonight in the house of God. Well, there'd be nobody get saved if the Holy Ghost didn't show up. There'd be nobody get helped if the Holy Ghost didn't show up. I mean, you couldn't even be taught the Bible if the Holy Ghost shows up. You got to have the Holy Ghost in the house of God. I tell you, friend, tonight, thank God, He's a costly and precious oil tonight in our heart. Amen. He's inside the box. Amen. I tell you tonight, friend, we just need an all-time meeting again and want the holy power of God and the presence of God tonight and the testimony that box was. Thank God, what's in me is very costly. Amen. Very precious. Amen. That's right. I'll tell you something else the box is testifying of tonight. He said, I was broke open. I had to be broke open. I don't believe she took the box and just took the box and went pow over his head. I believe she opened the seal of the box or the opening of the box. But it had to be broke. The seal had to be broke. The box had to be broke open. Now get what I'm about to say tonight. God only uses that what's broke. You got to be broke if God saves you. You have to be broke. Can you get this thought tonight? The rich ruler couldn't bow broke. He had too much. Amen. If he hadn't had all them riches, he could have got saved anyhow. If he had been willing to give it up. But he bowed rich. You gotta be broke to be saved. You gotta be broke from yourself. You gotta be broke about your sin. You gotta be broke about, my friend, condemnation, that hangs over your head, that you're going to hell. Hey, you gotta be broke, over what you see, in yourself. Amen. That's right. You gotta be broke. Now think about this and this tonight. God uses broken things.
Yeah.
One day there was a man on a bed, sick of palsy. Four men picked him up and was taking him into the house where Jesus was, but he couldn't get there. He couldn't get there because of the press and all the people that was around. And them four men, thank God, took him up on the rooftop. You know what they done? They broke the roof up. Amen. Listen to this here. They had to break the roof that the sinner could get to Jesus. If you won't see the power of God in the church, the sinners getting to Jesus, then somebody's got to break the roof up. Amen. I mean, you got to have to break the roof up of your heart tonight. And we're going to have to be broke in our heart over sinners dying and going to hell. That roof had to be broke up. Thank God for that man to be lowered down. And when the roof was broken up, the man was lowered down. And Jesus healed him and forgave him. And he took his bed up and he walked out. And they said, we've never seen it on this fashion. Amen. But it started with the roof being broke. They had to break the roof. That's right. Jesus broke the bread.
Yes, he did.
The bread he fed them thousands with, he broke it.
Yes.
One day before his own men, he took his bread and he broke it. And he said, this is my body that's broken for you. That there had to be a broken body of Christ on Calvary. There wasn't a bone broke. But his body was broke. He was nailed to a tree to be broke for sin once and for all. And therefore, him being broke for sin, thank God he could forgive us a sin. And you see, the whole thing is he had to be broke. That bread had to be broke. That was the bread of life, friend. Thank God it was breaking for me. Thank God that he might give me life. That's why he said, I'm the bread of life. He that is of me, I'll never die. There's bread tonight for everybody. Hey man, it's been broke by the master's hand. It's been broke on Calvary's cross, and a man can have, thank God, forgiveness through the broken body of our Lord. Amen. Had to be broke. Don't say this. The pitchers were broke with the lamps inside of it when Gideon went out. He said, you take a lamp. You take a pitcher and a lamp. And that lamp, that light was inside the pitcher. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And he said over there in the scripture, they had to break the lamp for the light to shine. Amen. That's right. You got to be broke for the light to shine. Amen. When there's too much of you, there's not a lot of him. Amen. That's right. And that's why you got to be broke. God's got to break your lamp that his light might shine. In other words, your flesh has to get out of the way. You got too much flesh in the way. It's got to be broke. There's nothing good about the flesh. In man's flesh, Paul said, I dwell no good thing. On the flesh has to be broke. Amen. That's right. When them pitchers was broke, Thank God the light shined. And they cried the sword of the Lord in Gideon. And God gave them victory. And then here this box had to be broke. Had to be broke. What was inside of it couldn't get out till it was broke. Now, God has a tender way of breaking people. And God can break you through affliction, hardship, personal chastisement. There's a lot of ways God deals with people and breaking them to a submission that He might glory in through that vessel. See, in this box here, that oil was in the box. But for that oil to be used, the box had to be broke. Right. See, everybody say tonight, I have the oil of the Holy Ghost. But that box has got to be broke. You see, let me tell you something tonight. I've been saved for 30 years this month. I can't go back and tell you in memory of the first time that God started breaking me. But in my early years, I was arrogant. I thought I knew something. It's just a process people go through when they get saved. And they got so much zeal that their zeal is much more than their wisdom.
Amen.
Everybody about goes through that, especially young preachers. And you hear them say, I would never do that. That box never said that. You know what I'm saying? The box never said that. Amen. Hey, listen, friend. There's a lot of things you say. Oh, I'm better than they are. You think it in your mind. I can do that better than these people. But I tell you what, that box didn't have a voice. Amen. That box didn't have a voice by speaking voice. It had a voice in what it was used for. What I'm trying to say tonight is, if you ever get broke, and God shows you what you really are, it's more about the oil than it is the box. Amen. That's right. You better realize that tonight. I hope God can shine some truth in you tonight that it's not you but Him. And God has to break you to show you that.
Amen.
I've known preacher after preacher, Christian after Christian. That's been some through the hardest trials that they ever could walk through. But in that trial, the oil was being seen and not the box. God help us. If we're ever going to be used of God, the box has to be broke. It's got to be broke. And then I will say what the box said. The box says, I was used to pour out the oil. And he said, I was poured out because the one that was pouring out loved the Savior. Amen. She just didn't walk in one day and think, I'll just do this. She walked in and said, there's my Lord. There's my Savior. There's the one that I love. And I want to give, thank God, something to Him. And I want to pour out this costly spikenard, this costly oil, amen, on His head. Amen. Notice this here. Mr. Box said, what was poured out of me was from inside of me. That's right, isn't it? So what's poured out of me is from inside of me. You see, listen to me tonight. I don't want to get off on all this kind of stuff. God is interested in externals. Don't get me wrong. He is interested in your external. Because your external is what man sees. That's why God told Samuel, He said, when you go down to Jesse's house with that horn of oil, he said, don't look at his outward stature.
Right.
I mean, Saul was a tall man, head and shoulders above the rest of the Israelites. He said, but God looks at the man's heart. He don't look how big he is, how handsome he is. He's looking at the man's heart. And here's what God wants from you tonight. Your heart.
Amen. Yeah.
He wants you to pour out your heart.
Yeah.
Just be honest with him, pour out your heart. What come from that box come from the inside. It didn't come from the outside. It come from the inside. And I'm going to tell you what God wants you to do tonight. He wants to give you. He wants you to give Him everything from the inside. That's right. Pour out your heart from the inside. Pour out your heart. Pour out your burdens. Pour out your care. pour out your thanksgiving, pour out your praise, pour out your worship, pour everything out from inside the box. That's right. Thank God. Are you doing that? You look at me tonight, I wore a suit in here, but that ain't pouring out. I do that because I think that's a representation of who I'm coming to represent. But I can come in a suit and be going to hell. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that don't make a man saved. He wants a man to pour his heart out. Give him your heart. Pour out what's within you. When that woman opened that box up, she didn't look to Jesus and say, look how pretty this box is. Oh no, her whole concern was to put that perfume oil on his head. Amen. I tell you what you ought to be concerned tonight. When you come to the house of God, is pour out worship and praise upon the anointed one of God. Amen. That's right. He said, I was used to pour out the oil. And I was used to pour it on the head of Christ. I poured it on my head. Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. He's the anointed Messiah.
Yeah.
He's the coming Lord. And even Jesus said, she's done this. Thank God, he said, a poor hand to anoint my body to the burying. I looked at one word. And it even said, along with this word here, this spikenard was myrrh. That's what he said. What the wise, one of the wise men, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Yes, they did.
And always, myrrh was a picture of that death.
Yes.
Did she know that? I don't know if she did or not. Probably not. But I'll tell you what. It didn't matter. It was a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
It was a testimony of what was to come, how that Christ was going to die and be buried and rise again. Thank God, I'm telling you tonight, friend, the testimony of the box was, as you used to pour out oil, it came from inside. I poured it on the head of the Lord, and the oil was poured on the living words.
Yeah.
And get this, the oil's got to be with the word.
Yeah.
God's got to put the oil on the word. It won't get to your heart if the oil ain't on it. That's right. Truth alone is good, but it's got to be anointed. God anointed it. Christ is a living word. This word manifests Christ. He said in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. I'm telling that truth. That word of God there. Amen. Is that word. Ain't God tonight. That was made flesh. That's right. It's the anointed word of God.
Wow.
I think that word means logos, which actually means the written words.
Amen.
The word that was written on these pages about he came flesh. Amen. Amen. And the word in Romans 10, it talks about they come by here and hear by the word of God. That is the word that gets in a man's heart. Amen.
Amen.
But the oil of God has to be on the word. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Said, ma'am, my husband died. The creditors is coming to take my boys. He was one of the sons of the prophets. And Elisha said, well, what you got in your house?
Yeah.
And she said, nothing. Save a pot of oil. And Elisha said, go get all them vessels from all your neighbors and take that one pot and pour in there. And she just kept pouring and pouring and pouring and pouring. Thank God, my friend, she had enough oil to sell and pay the creditor. Amen. And her boys will live off the rest. I'm telling that, friend. Hey, when the oil gets in the pot of your heart, it'll stay, it'll save. I'm telling you, when she anointed him with this oil, I'm telling you, testified of his burying. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right. Listen to this here. I'm through after this. This is what the box said on this day. The box said the perfume inside my box, when it poured out, it caused some indignation.
Yeah.
Now let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you. I'll tell it to you. I'll tell it to everybody. When you pour out the oil out of your box, everybody ain't going to be happy about it.
That's right.
I guarantee you that. That crowd started looking around and said, what did she do that for? I tell you what, it does. It gets on them because they don't have no oil. If you ever pour out the oil and the oil comes out of your box, I'm telling you, full of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost lives and speaks through you and does great things in and through your life, it'll always bring some displeasure down the house of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Lord. They'll say, who she thinks she is.
Right.
Hey, man. Well, that money could have been used for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man. Well, we gave that money to that man down there on the field. That money could have been used for something else. Hey, man. I tell you what that money was used for. It's used for the glory of God.
Right. Amen.
Amen. It's used for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you ever get full of God and you start pouring out, it'll bring some indignation. It'll bring some displeasure. And somebody will say something about you.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I got to preach, I was nervous. Preached. I felt the anointing of God. One night the preacher said, I want you to preach. He gave me long. He said, get up and preach. And when I got up, I felt the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I let it rip.
Amen.
I mean, God got in it. There's people on the altar. I just closed my Bible and went and sat down. But there's some displeasure with it. You know why? Because it didn't satisfy the religious people.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That's what Judas was. He was a religious man. He carried the bag. He was a thief. Amen. But listen to me tonight. Get full of God. Thank God for out. I tell you, there might be some people that get a displeasure with it and not like it. But out there, long as He's pleased, it don't matter. Amen. Then He said this. He said, when I poured out, caused some indignation, but then he said this. He said, when I poured out, it smelled up the house.
Sure did.
He said, the odor got in the house.
Yeah.
It was a sweet smell.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you ever pour out from your heart the power of God, there'll be a sweet smell out the house of God.
Right.
There won't be contention and disunion, or somebody thinks they own the church. It won't matter. All they care about, thank God, is pleasing Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know what to do? To smell the whole house up. When there's love in the church, amen, when there's a sweet smell in the church, I tell what to do, thank God, to cause people to say, what a good God we serve.
Yeah.
Right. That's right. If you got a sweet smell down there, I like sweet smells. We got one of these little things there in the house. You plug in, it just smells good. Going one room to another, you can smell it. Smells good. That day that box was broke and poured out on the head of our Lord, it says it in John 12, it said, and the odor filled the house. I tell you, if somebody, listen friend, if somebody comes broke to God and weeping at the altar of Christ and broke over God and about their self and get born again, I tell you what does, it makes the whole church smell good. Amen. Hey God, somebody get right with God. It makes the whole church smell good. I mean, people going around loving one another and hugging necks in the Holy Ghost. It makes the whole church smell good. Amen. I don't like nothing that stinks, do you? God help. Said Lazarus been dead 4 days and he's stuck. Amen. And I'll tell you what, church start dying, it'll start stinking. Amen. It'll start smelling, you'll smell it. But thank God along the church is where they ought to be with a broken heart and loving God. There'll be a good smell down at the house of God. Amen. That's right. And I tell you, say, preacher, sometimes I come in and I tell you what might be the problem when the sweet smell's in the house of God and you don't smell it and you don't get blessed over it. It might be your sniffer.
Yeah.
It might be. I got a good sniffer. I want a good spiritual sniffer.
Yeah, amen.
Thank God to smell God around here.
Yeah.
That's right, ain't it?
Amen.
Thank God. If you smell God, you'll smell love.
Yeah.
That's right. You'll smell joy, peace, the good presence of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. Thank God. He said, amen, I'm just a box. And when she poured the ointment out on the head of our Lord, it smelled the whole house up.
Yeah.
If there's displeasure at the house of God, it won't smell good. If there's contention and disunion, it won't smell good.
Amen.
Even down at your house, it won't.
Right.
If it's your house and this, you got quarreling going on and contention going on, it don't smell good. No. It only smells good in the peaceable fruit of righteousness. When it's good, smells good like that, don't it?
Yeah.
Wonder why the Lord said it pleased God. And He said, how pleasant, how good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And I'll say this. The old box said it smelled up the house. And he said, most of all, it magnified Jesus. He said, buddy, what she done, that's going to be spoken about.
Amen.
Amen. He bragged on it. He said, look, hey, she's done what she could. She took that costly ointment. I don't know how much it was. I know I've heard different writers say. I don't know exactly how the cost of it. I know it was sacrificial that she took of the ointment and put it on our Lord's head. What Jesus said, she did what she could.
Yeah.
And that box said, sure did magnify the Lord.
Right.
I wonder if you magnifying Him. I wonder if you really worship Him. Would you be that box tonight for Jesus? I just told the Lord tonight, I said, Lord, I want to be that box.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. I don't want to keep it. Hey, you know what some of y'all doing? I tell you what you're doing when you come to church. You got the Holy Ghost in you, but you won't open up and worship Him and praise Him. And you don't get blessed. And you don't get blessed by the Savior. And other people don't get blessed because you don't open your box up. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what Sister Linda was doing tonight? Just opened her box up a little. You know what Brother Dennis talked about being saved this morning and said, I know I'm saved the way it's good. He just opened her box up a little. I just want to open the box up, pour the oil out. And I want to pour it in the right place. And I want to pour it on Him. And when it gets on Him, it gets on everybody else. That's right. That's just the testimony of an alabaster box. Thank God. Won't you be His box tonight? Huh? What's in your box?
Amen.
What's in your box? You better have the oil in it. If the oil's not in your box, you won't be blessing to the church. Let's stand tonight. I appreciate you hearing the Word of God.